USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The suspected shooter in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta is facing five charges. 24-year-old Deion Patterson charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. He waived his right to his initial hearing earlier today. Some more regional banks take a hit on Wall Street this morning shortly after the markets opened.
Despite assurances from the Federal Reserve yesterday that the banking system is on solid footing, regional bank stocks have faltered this morning. PacWest, which has been hit hard since regional banks started wavering in March, fell a record 42% after the market opened. Shares of another regional bank, First Horizon, fell 37% after it disclosed this morning its planned $13.4 billion acquisition by TD Bank was called off. TD officials say the deal was scrapped because they were unsure when and if it would get regulatory approval. I'm Lance Pry.
The Washington, D.C. jury has convicted four of the five Proud Boys members on trial for seditious conspiracy in connection with the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. The jury did not reach a verdict for the fifth defendant. Seditious conspiracy dates back to the Civil War era. It's defined as a plot to overthrow the government. A church in Troy, New York is coming under fire for raffling off an AR-15-style weapon. Senator Kristen Gillibrand was asked about it in an unrelated press conference, saying AR-15s should be banned.
I don't think they should be publicly available to civilians. It is a military-style weapon designed to kill large numbers of people very quickly.
Grace Baptist Church says it has done it before at its annual revival meeting, noting the raffle winner can choose between a flamethrower or an AR-15 rifle. Gillibrand adds, as a person of faith, it's disturbing to her that a church would be giving away weapons of war. This is USA News.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
We're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The autopsy of Tyree Nichols is revealing new information about how he died. Back in January, Nichols was beaten by Memphis police during a routine traffic stop and died in the hospital 3 days later. This week, the medical examiner's official autopsy found Nichols died of brain injuries from blunt force trauma. Seven officers have been fired for their roles in the incident. Five are facing second-degree murder charges. Senate Democrats are launching a new effort to better compete with China.
Speaking on the issue, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say.
There is no reason our two parties here can't come together and send a strong message that we're united in this pressing national security effort.
Schumer also said lawmakers are preparing a new package of legislation in the coming months to enhance U.S. leadership. Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China, to deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan, and block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Apple's high-yield savings account attracted just shy of $1 billion in deposits in the first 4 days of its launch. That's according to Forbes. Apple launched a high-yield savings account last month as more consumers seek to take advantage of the high interest rate environment. The savings account is available to Apple Card customers. Michelle Obama says she's launching a healthy food and beverage company to offer parents healthier, great-tasting products for their kids. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.